Okay, thanks. These are great questions, and in order to accommodate, I think some of what the questions are, I'm going to move quickly through this my session. Sarah's got some of the slides she'll be presenting are the feedback we've gotten from some of the jurisdictions that have completed the standards and actually implemented them and had change. So I'm going to move through this rather quickly, and I have a couple slides at the end that'll show some of the results that we've achieved so far. I don't have any relationships to disclose. Let me just start with one thing that motivated when I was in Atlanta to get this started was the activity at CDC we were supposed to start was how can we support state and local environmental health programs, and you know, the emphasis in the past had been a lot for a variety of reasons on enforcement issues, but I always try to go back to the definition of environmental health, which is we're protecting against these environmental factors that impact human health and the ecological balances. So the system approach, which has to include both health and environment together, is mentioned in this definition. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to move quickly through some slides. Roots of environmental health reside in the sanitary movement of the last century and the germ theory of disease. That's where we got our start. In environmental health and the decrease of infectious disease deaths from 1900, 75% decrease over the years. But we had an infectious disease model that by the 50s had to change into a model that addressed toxic exposures, which was not conducive to the infectious disease model, and EPA was created as a response to that. And these are some of the challenges I go through as population issues, but let me move through some of this. And this is part of the rationale for these, for establishing these standards, is that we shouldn't be seen as inspectors in environmental health anymore, just inspecting restaurants, inspecting septic systems, like that. That the role of environmental health, as we thought about it in Atlanta, was that it needs to address the three core functions of public health, and could be meant for environmental health, which is assessment, policy development, and assurance. So we needed to think more broadly, and having been in the field for so long, we're seen as inspectors, and we have to be more than that. Part of that is to anticipate, recognize, evaluate, and control environmental issues or factors or problems as they either develop or as if we can anticipate them. For example, recently we had the issues around oil, and the cost of gasoline. How does that could impact our ability to provide services? But what we thought when I was in the work we did in Atlanta, and then when I worked on my doctorate in Oklahoma, was if the assessment, policy development, assurance applies to environmental health, then what needs to be done to address those core functions, and that was these environmental health essential services, which were taken from public health essential services. And we needed a more clear description of what we should be doing in environmental health, and this is where the challenge is. So rather than go through our daily work, we have maybe people working in the field, the managers who maybe been like me, maybe been in the field for a long time, they don't like to change, and we get set in our ways. But the fact of the matter is we need to be more thorough in addressing the key issue, which is improving health and controlling those factors that impact health. So we developed these essential services. Then what is it meant to actually perform those? And that's how do we measure the capacity to do that? And that's where the performance standards came in. And this, we've talked about this. But let me just, these last two slides. We had a chance, some of this is the data I collected when I was in Oklahoma. Sarah and I have done, how many now? Three workshops, I think, or three or four. And the results of these this slide shows the results from four average scores from four different workshops or data that we collected in over four different scenarios. And to summarize it all, I found that there's four areas in which we found gaps in our capacity to perform the essential services. The first and probably most important is our capacity to monitor health are the environmental factors that impact human health or ecological balances. If we don't know what the health of the community is or what the quality of the environment is in the community, then it's kind of hard to evaluate or assess how good of a job we're doing or to direct resources to where the problems are. So we need to build capacity in the first one. The second is policy, development policy that addresses some of the problems we might have identified. A third area is evaluation. We seem to be a fairly large gap in our capacity to evaluate the effectiveness of our programs or the quality of our programs. And this reverts back to the first one. If we don't know the health status or environmental quality, it's hard to measure, evaluate our impact. And the last one is researching new ideas or researching new ways to do environmental health, the capacity to do that. Yes, ma'am. Right. Well, no. Good question. A question had to do with the scoring mechanism. Ours is exactly the same as a national one. So the fact that none scored above 75 means we have gaps. And so these gaps relate to the other outcomes. So compare it against themselves. So we have a long way to go in all the areas, but specifically, especially the first one. To me, the first one and the ninth one, the evaluation parts, are the ones that, at least on a national level, from the data that we've collected so far, is where the gaps exist and where more support, I think, needs to come for that. So but what I want to do is Sarah's going to be presenting on some of the results or impact that this has had on other jurisdictions, hopefully to address a question from, I think, the gentleman from San Diego here. But just to give you a little context, a big one is this issue of ability to monitor, collect data on health, and then capacity to evaluate.